Live Updates: Trump Addresses United Nations General Assembly. By Tony Lee on September 24, 2019. President Donald Trump will address the United Nations General Assembly in New York on Tuesday morning. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for live updates of his speech. All times Eastern. 10:50 a.m., immediately on CNN. Jim Acosta's first reaction to Trump's speech, on cue, is that it was low energy. 10:47 a.m., Trump asks leaders to lift up their nations, cherish their culture, honor their history, treasure their citizens, and honor the dignity of their people. Trump says this will lead to more harmony among nations than ever before. 10:45 a.m., on religious freedom. Trump says 80% of the world live where religious freedom is threatened and America will never tire in defending it. Trump says America will also always defend innocent life. He says there is no circumstance under which the United States will allow international actors to trample on the rights of its citizens, including the right to self-defense. He says the UN arms treaty will threaten the liberty of its citizens and that's why he'll ever ratify it. He says America's core rights were inscribed in its founding documents. Trump: Global bureaucrats have absolutely no business attacking nations for being pro-life. Trump says tyranny advances under many names and theories, but it always comes down to the theory of domination protecting the privileges of the few. 10:42 a.m., Trump now says he is working with other nations to stop decriminalizing homosexuality and championing the role of women in societies because nations that empower women are much wealthier, safer, and much more politically stable. He says it is vital to a nation's prosperity and security to pursue women's empowerment. 10:41 a.m., Trump says a small number of social media companies censor and the permanent political class is openly defiant of the will of the people and the faceless bureaucracy operates in secret and undermine democracy. Trump: A free society cannot allow social media giants to silence free speech. He says the media and academic institutions engage in flat-out assault on the country's history/traditions. He says a free society cannot allow social media giants to silence the voice of the people. Trump reminds UN, socialism, communism killed 100 million last century. 10:32 a.m., Trump now talking about illegal immigration that is unsafe and unsustainable for everyone involved. He talks about depleted countries and human capital going to waste while receiving countries are overburdened with migrants who are also assaulted and abused by vicious coyotes. He says a third of women making the trek north are sexually assaulted. He says radical activists and non-government organizations promote human trafficking to erase national borders. He says the policies of open borders activists, who claim to be promoting social justice, are not just and cruel and evil. He says they are undermining human rights and human dignity. He says every nation has the right to protect its borders. Trump to open borders activists, your policies are cruel and evil. Trump thanks Mexico for showing America great respect in helping America deal with the migrant crisis on the southern border. Trump says so long as he is president, migrants will not be released into the United States. 10:30 a.m., Trump says he has told Kim Jong-un that his country, like Iran, is full of untapped potential, but he has to denuclearize for his country to realize it. He says America's goal is harmony and not endless wars. 10:25 a.m., Trump now talking about Iran, blaming it for wars in Syria and Yemen while sponsoring terrorism. Trump says he withdrew the United States from the nuclear deal to stop Iran from getting nuclear weapons. He says the deal did not cover ballistic missiles and overlooked key nuclear sites. Trump says Iran has escalated its violent and unprovoked aggression to free itself from sanctions. He blames Iran for the Saudi Arabia oil attacks and he says no government should subsidize Iran's bloodlust and sanctions will continue to be tightened as long as Iran continues its behavior. Trump says the world has listened to Iran's leaders lash out at everyone else for 40 years for the problems they created. He talks about the country's religious death to America chants and anti-Semitism. Trump says it is time for Iran's leaders to stop threatening other countries and start building up its own country and put the Iranian people first. 10:24 a.m., Trump now discusses Hong Kong and says how China chooses to handle the situation will say a great deal about its role in the world in the future. He says America doesn't seek conflict with any other nation and says he expects President Xi to be a great leader. Trump on China trade negotiation, I will not accept a bad deal for the American people. China says the WTO needs drastic change because the second largest economy in the world should not be able to call itself a developing nation to exploit the system. Trump says globalism exerted a religious pull over past leaders. As far as America is concerned, those days are over, Trump says, now discussing tariffs. 10:19 a.m., Trump says he wants to rewrite the rules of international trade and to seek balanced trade that is fair and reciprocal to end economic injustices. Trump says the international trade system has been exploited by nations acting in bad faith. He says jobs were exported and the middle class was decimated. 10:18 a.m., Trump touts the country's booming economy and record low unemployment rates for Hispanic, Black, and Asian Americans. He says he is rebuilding the unrivaled might of the American military while asking countries to pay their fare for defense. 10:17 a.m., Trump, the future does not belong to globalists. The future belongs to patriots. He adds that it belongs to sovereign nations. He says that is why the United States has embarked on a program of national renewal. Trump to the UN, the future does not belong to globalists. The future belongs to patriots. 10:16 a.m., Trump says the free world must embrace its national foundations and not erase them. Trump, if you want freedom, take pride in your country. If you want democracy, hold on to your sovereignty. And if you want peace, love your nation. 10:15 a.m., Trump is now addressing the General Assembly. Trump says the essential divide is the divide between those who thirst for control and those people and nations who only want to rule themselves. He says America prizes liberty, independence, and self-governance above all. Trump says America is, by far, the world's most powerful nation and hopefully will never have to use its power. He says America knows that America must be strong in wealth, might, and spirit in a world where others seek domination. Trump is scheduled to deliver his speech at 10:15 a.m. 9:45 a.m., addressing reporters at the United Nations. Trump says he is beating Democrats in the polls and the only way they can try to beat him is with impeachment, which Trump calls a witch hunt. The foreign policy establishment despises ugly American Trump. Expect these types of reactions all day from the left.